This is Voices of Better Medicine, supported by Northwestern Medicine, and I'm Dani D, joined today by Dr. Caitlin O'Steppen, head and neck surgeon at Northwestern Medicine. Thank you so much for joining us. April is Head and Neck Cancer Awareness Month, and there is evidence that head and neck cancer is on the rise. Can you explain what head and neck cancers are and how they develop?
Sure. So head and neck cancers refer to a group of cancers that come from the mucosal surfaces of the mouth, the oropharynx and hypopharynx, which is the back of the throat, the larynx, which refers to the voice box, and the nasopharynx, or the very back of the nose. Head and neck cancers can also include cancers that originate in the salivary glands, such as the parotid or submandibular glands, and the thyroid. The majority of these cancers are squamous cell carcinomas. They typically develop due to genetic mutations that are triggered by exposures to things such as tobacco, alcohol, or even in some cases, viruses such as the human papillomavirus, HPV, or Epstein-Barr virus, EBV. And so, you know, along with those exposures, chronic inflammation, environmental toxins, and in some cases, even genetic predisposition can play a role in the development of these cancers.
And doctor, we appreciate that information. Now, can you tell me what the head and neck cancer symptoms are?
Symptoms vary depending on the location, but commonly include a persistent sore throat or hoarseness, difficulty swallowing, a non-healing ulcer or growth in the mouth, unexplained weight loss, a lump in the neck, or persistent ear pain without an associated ear infection. Lastly, if the cancer involves the back of the nose or the sinuses, you could see nasal blockage or persistent nosebleed.
Are there any specific risk factors for head and neck cancer?
The key risk factors include, number one, tobacco, so cigarettes, cigars, or chewing tobacco, excessive alcohol consumption, the HPV infection, which I mentioned, which involves oropharyngeal cancers, are those, involving the tonsils or the back of the tongue. EBV infection is a virus infection that can be associated with cancers at the back of the nose or nasopharyngeal carcinoma. And then things like prolonged sun exposure could increase your risk of lip cancer or skin cancers of the head and neck, poor oral hygiene or nutritional deficiencies, and then less common but a known exposure is occupational exposures to things like wood dust, asbestos, or other certain chemicals.
Dr. O'Steppen, we certainly appreciate you for joining us on the conversation today. I'm Dani D, and this is Voices of Better Medicine, supported by Northwestern Medicine. April is Head and Neck Cancer Awareness Month. Now, can head and neck cancer be prevented?
Well, not all cases can be prevented. We can certainly reduce the risk by doing things like avoiding tobacco, limiting our alcohol consumption, receiving the HPV vaccine specifically reduces our oral pharyngeal cancer risk. Things like practicing good oral hygiene and getting regular dental checkups, you know, using sun protection, using the appropriate protective gear in occupational settings where there might be hazardous exposures. And lastly, just seeking early medical attention for any persistent or worrisome symptoms.
What's one key takeaway that you want us to know?
I would say that early detection is really critical whenever possible. You know, many head and neck cancers are curable if they're diagnosed early. So any persistent symptoms such as a new neck mass, difficulty swallowing, voice changes that last more than several weeks should really be evaluated. And I think, you know, just increasing our public awareness, you know, really considering vaccination in particular, that HPV vaccine, and lifestyle modifications could play a significant role in preventing some of these cancers.
Understood. And Dr. O'Steppen, what are the common types that you see in your practice?
Pretty much, I guess, a wide variety in my practice. But as we mentioned, you know, oral pharyngeal squamous cell carcinoma, or those cancers involving the tonsils or back of the tongue, laryngeal cancers, which involve the voice box or the vocal cords, oral cavity cancer, which involves areas like the tongue, palate or roof of the mouth or the floor of the mouth, nasopharyngeal carcinoma, which involves the back of the nose, thyroid cancers, salivary gland malignancies, as well as skin cancers that involve the head or the neck.
Well, this has all been so very helpful, and we thank you for the information today.
Thank you so much for having me.
This was Voices of Better Medicine, supported by Northwestern Medicine. To learn more, go to nm.org.